Welcome to Shul Machshon Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sayim B'Yakashom, Le'Abbas Yitzchak. We're holding in Ksuvis Dafnum. The Gemara in the end of the page brings, the Pasuk says, Hoin ve'oyshe beveisoi, ve'tzitkosoi umedes lo'at. There's riches in someone's house, and he has a tzedakah kept forever. What are we talking about? Rav Huna Rav Chizda, two explanations. Chado amazel lo'y mit toiru umelamdo. One said, learning Torah and teaching it. The other one says, writing the Sfarim and giving to others. So the simple question is, what forced the Amoraim here to explain the Pasuk out of the Pshat? The Pshat says, talking about someone who has rich, he gives Daka. I have to come to a new Pshat to explain, we talk about learning Torah or giving the Sfarim. So Masho answers, the pshat is, because I want to say about somebody who's not losing anything. Sounds in the pasuk, hon ve'oishir beveisoi, v'tzidkosu medes lo'at. He has riches in his house, and he still has tzedakah. The simple understanding is, when a person gives tzedakah, so he's missing money. He's taking out from his money, giving to others. How can it be that a person keeps his money and still does tzedakah? So that's the two explanations. Either learning Torah and teaching it, the person's keeping the Torah. By teaching others, now he's not losing Torah, he's actually learning more. As it says, Misalmida Yoisa Mikulam, you learn the most from your Talmidim. So that's how you keep it. Or a person has Sfarim and he lends them, so he keeps his richness and gives Dako. That's what the Marashah points out over here. The Shor Lomeshiv has a sefer on Chidushi Agadah, called Divri Shol. He comes and says, the Pshat is that we're trying to figure out what can a person be busy with. There will be tzidkosu medes lo'at. He brings the Elsheikh, it says, on this Pasuk, it says, hoin v'oyshe v'esoi v'tzidkosu medes lo'at. The way you read the Pasuk is, hoin v'oyshe stays in the house. When a person dies, all the money, all the riches that he has, is kept in the house. He doesn't take it with him. V'tzidkosu medes lo'at, but the tzedakah goes on forever. So seemingly, what the Divrei Shol is trying to point out, it says, regular tzedakah, that's not what a person is busy with. That's not his business. What could it be that it's this person's business? It's a mekach u'memkar that he did, and that's what he's busy with, and that's going to give to others. So one explanation is, learning Torah melamed l'achirim, is a melamed. That's his business. That's something he can keep forever. Or, someone who uses his money to buy Sfarim, to acquire Sfarim, to print Sfarim, as he says, to create Sfarim in the world, that's tzedakah u'medes lo'at. Meaning, there's a business that a person can keep forever. That's why we know we're talking about what's a business a person can keep is teaching Torah either through teaching or through Sfar. The Inyun Yaakov says another thing. Says the Inyun Yaakov, I'll tell you why I'm not talking about tzedakah. And the Inyun Yaakov seems to say, I don't want to say like the Marsha, because how can one say that a person who spends money loses something? We know, Melech Mamon Chasser, the Gemara tells us, the more a person gives tzedakah, the more he gets back. So why can't the Gemara explain it? Because of Midlahan and a regular tzedakah. Says the Yaakov, it would be Gavaldika thing. He says, we know that when a person has an Aveira, the Aveira can take away the mitzvah. Aveira mechaba mitzvah. A person can do many mitzvahs. If he does Aveiras, the Aveiras take it away. So Yimele says the Yaakov, if a person does Zaka, it's not guaranteed he will keep it. If he's going to do Aveiras afterwards, Aveira mechaba mitzvah, he's going to lose the mitzvah of Zaka. So what is Tzidkosu Medos Lo'ad? It's guaranteed to be kept. That's only Torah, because Aveira is not Mechavet Torah. So if it's Torah, which Torah is considered to be a Tzedakah? Torah that Aveira didn't take away. Which is considered to be Tzedakah? Either teaching Torah or someone who has Sfarim and lends them to others. Meaning the combination of Torah, which Aveira doesn't take away, and Tzedakah, which is given to others, these are the two examples that Gemara brings over here. Finally, we'll end with a Pshat of the Ben Yoda. The Ben Yoda says, now, hoin ve'oyshe beveisoi is referring to Torah. Why? It says the word hoin has the letter hey, can I get chamisha chumshe Torah? Has the letter vav, can I get shisha sidre mishnah? And has the letter nun, chamishu sharibino. That is the part of Torah. Torah is given to us with a five, a six, and for us to understand, it gives us the sharibino. Then ve'oyshe, what's the oyshe? That's soides ha-Torah, which are hidden. Why is that? Because the word soid in gematria, if you take the gematria of all the letters, also the hidden letters, samech, the hidden letters, is mem chof. Vav, the hidden letters, is yud vav. Dalid, the hidden letters, is Daman Tov. Take all these letters, that becomes the exact gematria of Oisher. So Hoim ve'Oisher is a remiss to Torah specifically. That's what the Ben Yodos says. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.